surrounded by acres of newly paved parking lots and piles of dirt and rocks, the Akwesasne Mohawk Casino is beginning to take shape. The casino project sits roughly in the center of the Akwesasne Reservation, which is divided by the St. Lawrence River and the U.S.-Canadian border. The rocky farmland that surrounds the reservation is dotted with small towns. Francis Jock, Economic Development Director for the Akwesasne Tribe, says the new casino is the first major economic development project on the reservation in years.
This has been a historically deprived community. We've had unemployment rates as high as 40 to 60%. The median income is quite a bit lower than the surrounding communities. So we have a need to have a viable economic enterprise here on the reservation.
This isn't the first casino to be built at Akwesasne. As you drive through the reservation, you pass signs for the future site of Seven Stars Casino, which was never built, and an abandoned casino building. They're reminders of a boomtown mentality on the reservation in the late 1980s after the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act was passed. Many privately owned casinos that didn't return profits to the reservation were built, but were later considered illegal under the act and shut down by the government. Blackjack is the topic of discussion at the casino's training center. Ironically, it's the same building that once housed a privately owned casino 10 years ago. Dozens of students stand around gaming tables as more experienced dealers explain the rules of the game. Akwesasne Mohawk Casino Manager John Ferrucci says the casino will feature a restaurant and snack bar, but no overnight accommodations. Between 5,000 and 6,000 gamblers are expected each day.
We're very concerned that we're going to actually be much busier than the early projections had forecast. Right now we're looking at what to do with the additional parking we think we're going to need, the additional amenities to prepare ourselves for the influx of the headcount that we anticipate.
The village of Messina, New York, is about 11 miles west of Akwesasne. Francis Jock has held meetings with Chamber of Commerce officials to discuss the economic impact of the casino. The area is preparing for its St. Lawrence Aquarium project and already has the St. Lawrence Power Dam and a large shopping mall. Jock sees the casino project as yet another economic boost for the area.
Most of the people are taking the positions that they want to wait and see. They want to see some guarantee of success. And that's understandable when you look at the economy, the overall economy for the North Country. And we've had a lot of promises of successful enterprises in the North Country, but very few have come to fruition. There were doubts and skepticism about the success of the St. Lawrence Center. However, it's been successful, and I think that the casino will be just as successful.
But Joyce Mitchell, a spokeswoman for the Mohawk Tribal Council of Chiefs, the traditional leaders on the reservation, worries about what she calls bad elements that are sometimes associated with gaming on reservations. And she says the economic forecasts for the casino are too good to be true.
What it's going to do is make individuals richer. Maybe some money will trickle down into the programs, but people need to prove to me that, you know, this is actually going to happen. Casinos have not done their fair share within any community they've been in.
Late last year, the Mohawk Nation Council of Chiefs gained some ground in their opposition to the casino project. The Council of Chiefs says the gaming compact between the Mohawks and the state should be thrown out because of a guilty plea by former elected tribal council chief David Jacobs to racketeering. Jacobs was one of 20 people charged in connection with a scheme to defraud the U.S. and Canadian governments out of tax revenues by smuggling goods through Akwesasne. Mitchell says aside from political differences over the new casino, the traditional Mohawk Council is against gaming because they feel it offends their culture, morals, and way of life.
New York State already voted it down. You know, they don't want casinos, you know, but they're willing to let it in Indian country. Why, as a New York State citizen, do you want it in our yard? And so I'm asking every New York State citizen, every United States citizen, to call their congressmen and call their legislators and tell them, please, don't have this casino in our backyard.
Economic Development Director Francis Jock visits the casino construction site a couple of times a week. Jock admits the initial profits from the casino will be used to pay off the reservation's debts and construction loans, but he says in the long term, he and the tribal council envision an economic revitalization at Akwesasne as vacant buildings are transformed into motels and restaurants.
I think it's going to succeed. I'm very optimistic. I think that people are seeking entertainment, and this is a large part of the entertainment industry today. I think that with a good marketing effort by the casino management, we'll pull in people from as far away as New York City, Boston, certainly over in Vermont and in the Plattsburgh area, down towards Syracuse as well, and certainly Niagara Falls.
The Akwesasne Mohawk Casino is expected to open in March. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Todd Moe in Canton, New York.